Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another show of Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Today in the studio, we have an awesome individual in our studio, Michael Blumling, who has an amazing resume. He has multiple degrees, multiple master's degrees, former Army veteran, podcast host, author, speaker, activist against abuse trafficking, and prior United States congressional candidate out of Florida District 21. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Chauncey, for having me. You know, I strive to be a community leader. I strive to work to make the world a better place. And you know, not everybody has the same resources or opportunities. And, you know, I hope the sacrifices that I've made throughout my life can help impact people positively. And that's why I do what I do. So very grateful for the accolades. Thank you for that. But, you know, I just want to help people and make a difference.
That's very important, you know, but you've demonstrated that, you know, you only get out of what you put into it, and you've put the work in, and you're paying it forward by blessing so many others, and that's a blessing in it itself. You know, you have a very, very popular podcast show called Live with Michael Blumling. You cover a lot of national issues, and as I mentioned in the description of our show, we're going to probably talk about national politics, national issues, and basically how Trump has impacted our country in a positive way. So if you'd like to start off by sharing any positions you have, things you talk about on your show or particular issues, we could jump right in.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing for me is, you know, I've published three self-help books. The first book I wrote is Helping People Have Been Abused. I was severely abused as a child. My very first experience and thought, you know, as a child, my first memory is of a negative experience with my father. I was severely abused. I was reported dead when I was 5 years old on May 28th, 1984 was the first time, and in and out of the system. And he tried to kill me a couple other times after that. So that book, Turning the Page, was really it was such an important thing for me, because when I was a child, I always knew that I was going to impact millions of people's lives. My first thought was I wanted to have an abuse shelter in the community for women and children. You know, just as a kid, 6, 7, 8 years old, I wanted to, you know, make sure that nobody else went through that type of experience. And then I wrote a book on military transition, and I also wrote a book on a faith-based book called Heart to Heart, Our Journey with God. It's a 180-day devotional. The main thing of my life outside of being a veteran, serving this country, and wanting to serve our military families, our servicemen and women who have served bravely, they're all heroes to me who have served, and also our Gold Star families, which is a very, very high agenda of mine to help those demographics. You know, I've done a lot of work. I used to run the veteran program for the state of Virginia, helped create over 30,000 jobs for veterans. You know, I've just done a lot. But, you know, a lot of things fuel me to move forward. And what made me want to run for U.S. Congress was the corruption, and doing a lot of work on the program side at the federal, state level, nonprofit, for-profit, starting my own business, publishing the three books, you know, doing all these things and experiencing life at the state level, federal level, all these different areas of legislative and programs as an employee or volunteering on a board or working in the community. I started to realize that there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse. And that's the number one thing that I want to fight is fraud, waste, and abuse, because a lot of people need services, you know, but I believe in providing resources and educational opportunities for people to rise above and become something for themselves, you know, not just handing them free healthcare or, you know, a free pass, you know, but giving them the tools so that they can rise above. And the number one thing that I want to fight is abuse against women and children and child sex trafficking. In Palm Beach County, where I was running in District 21, of course, we know the Epstein scandal. And, you know, mm-hmm. It just came out this past week that, you know, he wasn't, you know, there are signs that he didn't commit suicide, which is obvious. It's just obvious that he wasn't, you know, somebody that wanted to commit suicide. I mean, this is a guy who was a very detailed human being in what he did.
Yes.
But what happened in South Florida, and this is what I want to expose, this is one of the reasons why I was running for Congress. Florida is the number 3 state for sex trafficking behind California and Texas. And what Epstein did was they had a sophisticated process where they had women going to the schools in Palm Beach County to recruit these children to, you know, basically service men, rich men in Palm Beach Island, New York, and in Europe. And they would fly them around. They would do all these things. And there's so much corruption in South Florida that these things need to be exposed. And so this is the thing, you know, when I was running for Congress, I had a lot of opposition. Right now, in 2018, not one candidate was went against Lois Frankel, who's in District 21. No one. She's used to be the mayor of West Palm Beach. I mean, through the sheriff's office, they allowed, you know, with this plea deal with Acosta when he was down in Miami, they did this deal where Epstein, you know, got a light sentence. They were bringing children to him in his office in West Palm Beach. So these things are documented. This isn't just like some witch hunt. These things are real. These are things that have happened to our youth in South Florida. And I've done a lot of work in D.C., Virginia, internationally, you know, serving our country, part of two conflicts for America, pre and post 9/11. And I tell you, this is, I did not serve this country for these things to happen to our youth and our children. It's so disgusting to hear these things and to see these things. And I want to be a voice that goes against that system where they think that you can traffic and harm our children and do these type of things, because it's just not right. And Lois Frankel was mayor of West Palm Beach, and she's been a lifetime politician. And, you know, just think about some of the things. On Memorial Day, there's not one veteran event in West Palm Beach, and this is the largest city in Palm Beach County. So when I was running for office, I had a lot of opposition because this was my number one platform item, as ending child sex trafficking in South Florida. I don't think that there's any way that we can have this as an acceptable form of our society accepting that these things occur. And so right now, with Epstein committing suicide and the corruption, now there's about 8 people that are running. And it's just, you know, we need to have a process in this country where we highlight community leaders. So that's what brought me after I decided, okay, the corruption's too large. I don't have the bankroll to fight the corruption, because that's the only way you can fight the corruption is with money, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So right now I've decided, okay, let me try to focus to run for president in 2024. I'm going to continue to fight for the community. I'm still going to continue to serve people, but let me help other candidates through my podcast, Live with Michael Blooming Jr. I'm going to be interviewing 2 congressional candidates today after this interview. Angela Roman, who's running in Oregon District 5, and Amy Pan West, who's running in District 47 in California. I've created a lot of relationships. I know a lot of people. I've met a lot of influential people in my lifetime with the work that I've done. And I'm going to continue to fight for our country and for our freedom and for our Constitution. But these are the kind of social issues that we're battling that we have to stand up. These are unacceptable when you have opioids crisis in our community. I live in Delray Beach, and many days people die of an overdose, and you don't hear about it on the news. People aren't talking about this in mainstream media. I mean, if you talk about the horrific fires right now in California, you know, 2.5 million people without power, and then we're chasing down an impeachment for a president that wants to investigate the Bidens for illegal things that they're doing and kickbacks. I mean, this is what we have to fight in America, this kind of system where people get special interest. And someone like me, who is just a patriot for this country, I consider myself a freedom fighter who wants to do the right thing, wants to help people. I'm not perfect. I'm a human being, but I strive to help the people who can't help themselves. Just the other day, we had a veteran in the community. Someone called me up. We went there. I mean, this guy looked like a bomb went off in his mobile home, and we're here to help him, try to provide resources. You know, we brought our trailer. I mean, you should see. I did an interview on it. It's episode 12 of my show. So if the listeners are out there, Live with Michael Blooming Jr. podcast, it's all over Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple. I mean, Google Play, it's everywhere on every platform. And we have a great audience there so that people can get this message. But one of the things that we're fighting, and a lot of candidates are fighting this, is the censorship. Our Constitution is under attack. And the First Amendment is one of those areas that are under attack, our freedom of speech. When you look at Google, when you look at the analytics behind, when you do a search, when you look at Facebook, when you look at Twitter, and these type of things, when someone that's doing things that are promoting something that someone doesn't like, they're shutting it down. For a week, my podcast through Facebook promoting it, it was shut down. It was like it didn't even exist. I was interviewing guests and they wanted to tag or share and they weren't able to. And, you know, I just today literally just got out of, people have been called Facebook jail, and now I'm able to share things again and content is getting out there again. But for a full week, I was censored where Facebook, where I wasn't able to share any of this content, you know, which is just an exorbitant amount of information to help people. And it's just about, again, providing information and education to the community, to the listeners, to people, so they can decide for themselves. And that's what's the most important thing.
Michael, I want to thank you for your service and your commitment to paying it forward, and also for briefly, you know, telling us about your testimony, about your childhood. You know, it's not easy facing your fear, and you know this better than anyone, to face your fear, confront it, deal with it, and then use it to help other people is a blessing, and you are a blessing. We're blessed to have you on the show, and these issues that you are talking about are very, very important to the survival of our country. You also mentioned earlier, you know, there are people that let things happen and are people that make things happen. You're the type of person which I call as an impact player. You know, you have resources that you've acquired and you want to turn them over to try to give someone a hand up. We need more people like you in the community fighting for freedom, fighting for justice, and also fighting to help our fellow man. As we move forward in our show today, the issues that you mentioned are very, very important issues. They're not addressed by the mainstream media, especially abuse and child trafficking. The mainstream media wants to spend more time with salacious news and unfounded news, not based on facts, but based on their opinions. And that's the sad part, because the people in this country end up getting shortchanged because we're not getting our infrastructure fixed. We're not getting prescription Medicaid costs lowered. You know, school funding is out of control. So there are a lot of issues that Congress could be dealing with, and they're not dealing with, because the day one, when Trump got elected, they went on this whole big thing, you know, for an impeachment inquiry. Look at our borders. I think this past year, or this past month or two, a half million people came in, flooded the borders, even with putting the wall up. You know, these security issues, which you know better than anybody as an Army vet, security of our country, the freedom of our rights, which you've helped to fight to protect, is the most, and our Constitution is under attack. These are the most important things of a human being and being an American that we have to value and that we have to protect if we want to have a country. Mike?
Absolutely. You know, I was a non-commissioned officer in the 1st Infantry Division, which I was so proud of. And God bless our men and women, our first responders, our fire, police, our paramedics. We have Veterans Day coming up Monday. Let's highlight that, because they're the ones who are keeping us safe. If you go to the Middle East, they don't have that kind of freedom. And we have to stop domestic terrorists, because they want to kill us. There's a lot of people in this world who hate us. And thank God for our President Donald J. Trump. He took out a couple of those terrorists. You know, we killed the first one, Baghdadi, and then the second guy is like, okay, you know, I'm gonna fill his shoes. You know, I'm gonna be, now it's my turn, and then boom, we killed his ass too. So excuse me for that, but I just have to be honest with you. We took him down. I mean, we got to take these people down. They want to kill us. They want to blow us up. They want to, you know, have more bombings like the Boston Marathon bombings. They want to have more shootings in our schools. They want to cause chaos. They want to cause confusion, because they're attacking our freedom. They're attacking democracy. And that's why I serve this country. That's why people have sacrificed their life for this country. And when they come back home, we have to have a place for them so they can be safe and they can raise their families. They can have adequate jobs. We can have workforce and economic development. We have to create more small business owners that are veterans. We have to have more veterans in U.S. Congress. And we have to stop this corruption, because right now that is what's plaguing us. And I love that we're having this immigration, because many, many millions of people have come here legally. We need to have legal immigration. So having the wall there is a deterrent, which is fantastic. But guess what? These terrorists, they're going to find a way to get here. They are determined to destroy our freedom, and our constitution. And you look at communism, you look at socialism, and that's what these people want to attack. And then you look at the New World Order. These things are real. You have Illuminati. You have people that have deeply entrenched in a battle plan to take us out systematically. And these are things that we have to be aware of. Luckily, because it is a spiritual war, you have patriots who love this country who are not going to allow that to happen. You know, I have a very strong faith in God. When I was running for U.S. Congress in District 21 in Florida, somebody texted me. I get random texts all the time from people. And just like, you know, people would infiltrate and try to, like, I was being followed. I was being stalked because they knew that I was a threat, because I am somebody that has squared away. In the military, we call it squared away. That means I have never been arrested. I've never did a drug. I mean, I've done things to the best of my ability to keep my name very clean. I'm not perfect, but I want to keep my name as clean as possible. But people want to find things off you, you know, about you. They want to know some kind of dirt on you. It's so disgusting. But right now, people want to find out information to disrupt us because they have a plan. And luckily, through faith, you know, somebody texted me back to the story, and they said, oh, well, how are you going to beat Lois Frankel? She has $1.2 billion in the bank. Nobody ran. She ran unopposed in 2018. And I said, well, my faith in God. And they said, well, your faith isn't enough. You need money. And so then, you know, I continued on. I turned in 1,000 petitions to the election office here in Palm Beach County. I got credit for 450. And when that happened, I realized that they are not going to let me win this election. They kept adding more people to the race, which is fine. I don't care. They could put 100 people in the race against me. But without the resources, calling when I had a fundraiser, calling and emailing people from the local GOP. And then when I went to the GOP, because I'm a member of the GOP, the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I go to them and I say, oh, he's like, oh, stop whining. No, I'm not whining about anything. This is democracy. When I have an event and you have the local GOP that's calling and emailing, deterring people to go to my events, it's kind of like, wow, they really do not want me to win because they know my background. They know that I've worked in D.C. They know I've fought for discrimination against women, minorities, children. Mm-hmm. Veterans, our individuals with disabilities. I've worked in employment law. I know the system. I know how to fight back. I know fraud, waste, and abuse. I've been a business owner. So when you see these people going at you because they know that you're going to positively impact the community and have real impact in Washington, D.C., that scares them. And so, you know what? That's fine. They, you know, I withdrew from the race because I'm a calculated person. I understand what I was facing. But America needs people that are going to fight for them because, as I mentioned earlier, we are under attack and they have a sophisticated plan. Right now, if you look at Washington, D.C., you have the squad up there. You know, just yesterday, Virginia was overtaking 2 days ago in the elections, and, you know, the results came out yesterday. Virginia has turned blue, like 13 or 15 seats. I used to live in Richmond. I did a lot of work. I used to work for the governor of Virginia. I did a lot of work in D.C., mm-hmm. and they had four seats that ran unopposed in their state legislation. And I used to work as a state employee when I ran the Virginia Values Veterans Program and helped create over 30,000 jobs for veterans. And I saw the corruption. But when you have these seats and no one's running, how has that happened? How is that possible that people are just handed seats? Just like Lois Frankel, she was handed her seat. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these people that are lifelong politicians, they're just handed their seats. There's no real way to defeat them because of the corruption. And what I believe, which isn't – I don't have this factual, but what I believe is it's really there's one party. You have a Republican Party, you have the Democrat Party, but you have one party, and that's the money. They serve money. Instead of serving God, people serve money, and that's what money, mm-hmm. power, influence mm-hmm. is what runs America. That's what runs Washington, D.C. So when you talk about mm-hmm. draining the swamp, that's exactly what it means, going after the corruption, fighting them. And you know what? Only God, in my estimation, can stop that. Only God inside of me can Amen. Charge me to do such Amen. A in my life is Amen. To take these resources because I can't Amen. Fight that I'm alone. I'm only a one person. But on my campaign shirts, I had Join Michael's Army, and that's what I want to do. I want to have people who fight for our Constitution, fight for America, and fight for us because the American people need us.
Michael, you hit the nail on the head. I am a faithful person. As you know, I am. We spoke off the air before, as you are. God is starting to put his people in place like us to try to start getting the message out, bypassing the mainstream medium. I just want to dovetail real quickly. You mentioned Virginia. Last night I was doing some research and I was watching the news. George Soros and Michael Bloomberg invested heavily in these past Virginia elections. So you're right. When you talk about corruption, you're talking about big money. You know, the one thing that we have on our side they can't beat is we have God on our side. We have favor. And the Most High says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you will be able to move mountains. Our faith has brought us where we are right now, Michael. And our faith is going to continue to take our message out to the mainstream, to the silent majority, to the people. And we will win. We will win because we're doing it because it's the right thing to do, because we serve the Most High and we serve Him with love. And we love our country. We love our inhabitants of our country, our brothers and sisters. And we have to fight back against this left-wing media socialist agenda that wants to take away our First Amendment rights, our gun rights. They want to take away everything. They want to hold us hostage in control. And we have to fight back, and we cannot let them do it. Once again, I want to thank you for your service. And in closing, I want to thank everyone for listening to Conservative Blog Talk Radio today, where we're always right, we're never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We want to thank Michael Bloomling for being in the studio today. And, Michael, could you please share with the audience how they can reach you if they want to donate to you, to the show, or your nonprofits, or, you know, how can they reach out to you, and how do you want, you know, the people to follow you?
Well, I just started the podcast. By Sunday, I'm going to be interviewing Deanna Lorraine, who's running in District 12 in California against Speaker House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That'll be my 20th episode. What I'm trying to do is get funding. So if anybody loves what I'm doing, they're listening to the podcast live with Michael Bloomley Jr., and they love what they're doing, you know, I'm starting it out, but I'm looking to really get, you know, the promotion and the backing for it, because once I do that, then I can make it into a radio show. We can do a lot of sophisticated things, because we really want to highlight community leaders, veterans, politicians. We want to take this platform and we want to really expand it, because, you know, just the fourth episode, I interviewed a gentleman, Mr. Brown, in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's working on 50 affordable housing units for veterans. You know, we need to capture these stories that are happening across America. So I need people's help, because I need the funding to do this, because, you know, my faith in God is amazing. Like, I don't even ask God. I just say, hey, God, you know, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to go do it. I know you're going to send me angels. You're going to provide the resources, because this is bigger than me. I can't do it alone.
Exactly.
But I need the resources.
Exactly.
And if you want to back me in running for the 2020 election, just shoot me an email. That's the best way right now. I don't have a current website because I closed things down. But you can email me at mbloomlingjr@gmail.com. And you can always listen to all the episodes of the podcast basically on every major platform for podcasts.
Also, I'm a popular follow of you on Twitter. I believe that's USA for Freedom. I believe, right on Twitter.
Absolutely, the number 4 USA Freedom. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I have over 25,000 connections there. I have a huge network that I've been building professionally. And, you know, it really just takes the community coming together, you know, people to give a voice. You know, we need to have that voice for the people in the community. I did an interview yesterday with a veteran who's doing an event this weekend called Heroes Strong. It's in the Orlando area for Veterans Day. And he said during the interview, this is something I'll never forget. And that's what we got to do. We got to give something to the people where they have hope and they have love and they have joy that they can take it. And this is something that could just spread positively instead of looking at all the negativity that we see in the news every day.
You know, God bless you, Michael, for your service, for your commitment to America, to this country, to the people. We thank you for coming on our show. We hope and please, we ask you to come back. Give us an update on how you're doing so we can inform the American people on what we can do to try to keep our country safe and to be better citizens in our country. I want to thank everybody for listening to Conservative Talk Radio today, where we're always right and never left. You can follow us at Conservative Talk Radio on Facebook and also on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. We want to thank our listeners for listening in. Michael Bloomling, once again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We want to thank you, and we want to bless you for your work that you continue to do on behalf of the Most High that we represent and we serve, God, our Master, that He will help us to redeem the country that we love so much. God bless everyone. And once again, Michael, I want to say thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back on the show again.
Thank you, and God bless America, and God bless President Donald J. Trump.
Amen. Mega 2020. Take care. Thank you, Michael.